Moritas was sealed in the underworld by the other gods. But Amari, the god of love, took pity on the young, dark-hearted goddess. He brought her gifts from the living world, rays of sunshine bundled in baskets, fresh rain in glass jars. Amari fell in love, as he was frequently wont to do, with Moritas, and his visits resulted in the births of Formidity and Caldora. An exploration of ancient and modern myths by Mordove Senia. Adelina Amuteru. I have had the same nightmare for the past month. Every night, without fail. I am asleep in my royal chambers at the Estensian Palace when a creaking sound wakes me. I sit up in bed and look around. Rain lashes the window panes. Violetta sleeps next to me, having crept into my chambers at the sound of the thunder, and under the blankets, her body is curled close at my side. I hear the creaking again. The door of my room is slightly ajar and slowly opening. Beyond it is something horrifying, a darkness full of claws and fangs, something I never see but always know is there. The silks I'm wearing turn unbearably cold, as if I am neck deep in a winter sea, and I cannot stop myself from trembling. I shake Violetta, but she does not stir. Then I jump out of bed and rush to close the door, but I can't. Whatever is on the other side is too strong. I turn to my sister. Help me! I call to her desperately. She still does not move, and I realize that she is not asleep, but dead. I startle awake in the same bed and same chambers with Violetta sleeping beside me. Just a nightmare, I tell myself. I lie there for a moment, trembling. Then I hear that creaking sound, and I see the door is starting to open once more. Again, I jump out of bed and rush to close it, shouting for Violetta. Again, I realize that my sister is dead. Again, I will bolt awake in bed and see the door opening. I will wake 100 times, lost in the madness of this nightmare, until the sunlight streaming through my windows finally burns the scene away. Even then, hours later, I cannot be sure I am not still in my dream. I am afraid that, one night, I will never wake. I will be doomed to rush to that door over and over again, running from a nightmare in which I am always, forever, lost.